Federal authorities announce charges and millions in rewards for top Mexican cartel bosses. Texas border business. U.S. Department of Justice. The Department of Justice, in coordination with the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations, SHI, Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation, IRSC, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and National Coordination Center, NCC, announced new charges of the most wanted leaders of Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG, one of the most prolific and dangerous drug cartels in Mexico. Alongside the indictments, the Department of State's Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, INL, announced more than $100 million in reward offers for information leading to the arrests and or convictions of Juan Carlos Valencia Gonzalez, also known as Pelin, 41, Adias Flores Silva, also known as Jardinero, 45, Julio Cesar Montero Pinzon, also known as Tarjetas, 44, Carlos Andres Rivera Varela, also known as La Firma, 40, Hugo Gonzalo Mendoza Gaitan, also known as Sapo, 37, Ricardo Ruiz Velasco, also known as RR, Tripa, 42, Julio Alberto Castillo Rodriguez, also known as Choro, 49, and Griselda Margarita Arredondo Pinzon, 36. These new enforcement actions are part of the NCC Homeland Security Task Force initiative to counter the narco-terrorist cartels that endanger the American people. See the document below for the wanted poster of all of the fugitives. The American people gave us a mandate to keep this country safe, and we will not rest until it is fulfilled, said Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. Today's unsealing of criminal charges against five high-ranking CJNG leaders marks another decisive step in our campaign to dismantle the cartels that have plagued this country for far too long. With these charges now public, and with more than $100 million in State Department rewards for the capture or conviction of eight CJNG fugitives, this administration will use every tool at its disposal to bring these defendants to justice, no matter where they hide. Every day, the department fights to eradicate CJNG and bring its leaders to justice for the death and destruction they inflict on the American people, said Assistant Attorney General A. Tyson Duva of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. Thanks to President Trump's leadership and resolve, we continue to advance our mission to destroy foreign terrorist organizations and prosecute narco-terrorists. We will leave them nowhere to hide. Last year, prosecutors in our office's Business and Securities Fraud Section and International Narcotics and Money Laundering Section obtained a superseding indictment against two senior leaders and a criminal associate of CJNG in connection with a fraud scheme targeting Americans who owned timeshare properties in Mexico, said U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella Jr. for the Eastern District of New York. Thousands of U.S. victims have reported hundreds of millions of dollars in losses attributable to timeshare fraud schemes in Mexico. It is significant that our white-collar prosecutors are teamed with our narcotics prosecutors in this case because increasingly, transnational criminal organizations such as CJNG fund their illicit operations not only through drug trafficking and other forms of street crime, but sophisticated fraud schemes as well. It is our hope that the rewards being announced today will lead to capture of the fugitives so they can face American justice in a federal courtroom. Our prosecutors stand ready to hold them accountable. DEA has never been more focused on dismantling CJNG and bringing its leaders, members, facilitators, and corrupt enablers to justice, said DEA Administrator Terrence Cole. As one of the world's largest narco-terrorist organizations, CJNG poses a serious threat to the United States and our international partners. Juan Carlos Valencia Gonzalez is one of DEA's most wanted fugitives, and today's coordinated actions demonstrate the full weight of the U.S. government behind this effort. The FBI, alongside our Homeland Security Task Force partners, will systematically dismantle every piece of the Jalisco New Generation cartel, said FBI Director Kash Patel. President Trump has given us the authorities we need to annihilate the drug trade and their criminal enterprise into fraud. This foreign terrorist organization's complex timeshare fraud scheme stole hundreds of millions of dollars from U.S. citizens and continues to exploit our nation through widespread drug trafficking, money laundering, and systemic violence. This announcement puts the cartel on notice with the full force of the U.S. government committed to cutting off every source of illicit income that fuels this savage cartel. Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación is a violent foreign terrorist organization that threatens the United States through drug trafficking, weapons trafficking, money laundering, fraud, and intimidation, said Xi Executive Associate Director John Condon. Xi-led investigations in Arizona and the Carolinas have targeted CJNG's weapons, money, narcotics, and facilitators. Through the Homeland Security Task Force, Xi will continue working with federal, state, local, and international partners to follow the evidence, follow the money, and dismantle the networks that enable CJNG to harm American communities. CJNG's criminal enterprise has exploited financial systems and defrauded thousands of Americans, fueling violence and narco-terrorism across borders, said Deputy Chief Gary Shapley of IRSC. IRSC is committed to dismantling these networks, tracking illicit proceeds, exposing fraud, and holding cartel leaders accountable. Today's coordinated action demonstrates the power of U.S. law enforcement partnerships and our resolve to protect the American public from the devastating impact of transnational crime. We will continue to pursue those who threaten our communities, wherever they operate. CBP, in close coordination with our federal and international law enforcement partners, supported critical actions in support of this investigation, said Executive Assistant Commissioner Diane J. Sabatino of CBP's Office of Field Operations, OFO. CBP officers, through targeted inspection and information sharing, contributed to the direct action taken against the CJNG drug traffickers and money laundering subjects. This operation reflects OFO's commitment to disrupting transnational criminal organizations, protecting the public, and helping ensure that those who enable money laundering and fraud schemes are held accountable. The Department of State, together with our U.S. law enforcement partners, will continue to safeguard our nation, the American people, and our hemisphere from the violence and terror inflicted by CJNG, said INL Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, Ambassador Michael C. Gonzalez. We will use every tool at our disposal to hunt down, dismantle, and destroy these ruthless foreign terrorist organizations and defend America from the violence and drugs that have torn apart our families and communities. CJNG produces and traffics multi-tonnage quantities of drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamine, into the United States, and uses extreme violence to further its operations. On February 20, 2025, the State Department designated CJNG as a foreign terrorist organization. About a year later, in February 2026, CJNG's notorious top leader, Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes, also known as El Mencho, was killed during a Mexican military operation. According to court filings, Valencia Gonzalez assumed the role of CJNG's top leader following El Mencho's death. Increased rewards announced. The Department of Justice previously unsealed a federal indictment charging Valencia Gonzalez with conspiracy to manufacture and distribute cocaine and methamphetamine for unlawful importation into the United States, as well as use of firearms, one of which was a machine gun, during and in relation to the charged drug trafficking crime. Valencia Gonzalez is El Mencho's stepson, who reportedly organized numerous crimes of violence as a CJNG leader, in addition to manufacturing, transporting, and distributing tonnage quantities of narcotics. The State Department announced today the newly increased reward of up to $25 million for information leading to Valencia Gonzalez's arrest and/or conviction. The superseding indictment against Flores Silva was originally unsealed in May 2026. Charging him with conspiracy to manufacture and distribute cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine destined for the United States, use of firearms, one of which was a destructive device, in furtherance of the drug trafficking crime and money laundering conspiracy. Flores Silva, a high-ranking member of the CJNG, was arrested in Mexico in April 2026. The State Department announced today the newly increased reward of up to $15 million for information leading to Flores Silva's conviction. If convicted of these charges, which were filed in the District of Columbia, Valencia Gonzalez and Flores Silva face up to two consecutive life prison terms. New charges and rewards announced. The Department of Justice also announced the recent unsealing of criminal charges against five additional senior CJNG leaders. According to court filings, at El Mencho's direction, Montero Pinzon and Rivera Varela founded and led a group of highly trained and heavily armed sicarios, or hitmen, known as the Grupo Elite. The Grupo Elite allegedly acts as the CJNG's enforcement arm to further CJNG's drug trafficking operations, including by overseeing CJNG territories and murdering public officials and rival cartel members. As alleged, the Grupo Elite ran infamous training camps, wherein recruits learned weapons handling, such as the use of rocket launchers, .50 caliber machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenades, as well as the use of violence and torture to further CJNG's objectives. Montero Pinzon and Rivera Varela allegedly had over 1,000 personnel reporting to them and ran the Guadalajara Plaza, one of the most important CJNG territories. The filings allege that Mendoza Gaitan, El Mencho's godson, procured the majority of the CJNG's weapons, trained sicarios at CJNG's training camps, and oversaw operations, including forced recruitment and violent enforcement, across multiple strategic CJNG locations. The court documents further allege that Ruiz Velasco, another close associate of El Mencho and a Grupo Elite leader, oversaw all CJNG operations in several Mexican territories, including drug trafficking, bribery, procurement of weapons, and enforcement. Ruiz Velasco is also allegedly involved in the transportation, importation, and distribution of drugs, including the distribution of methamphetamine, fentanyl, and heroin within the United States and the collection of narcotics proceeds. The court filings allege that Castillo Rodriguez, El Mencho's former son-in-law, was responsible for various aspects of the CJNG's operations, including overseeing CJNG operations in Colima, Mexico, collecting drug proceeds, paying for precursor chemicals used by the CJNG to manufacture methamphetamine, purchasing tonnage quantities of methamphetamine from CJNG suppliers, and overseeing the transportation of cocaine and methamphetamine shipments for importation into the United States. The unsealed indictments allege that these five defendants participated in conspiracies to manufacture and distribute cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and fentanyl destined for the United States for over a decade. The indictments further allege that these defendants used, carried, brandished, or discharged firearms, some of which were semi-automatic weapons, machine guns, and destructive devices, during and in relation to the charged drug trafficking crimes. If convicted of these charges, which were filed in the District of Columbia, all five defendants face up to 2 consecutive life prison terms. The State Department also announced today a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to Mendoza Gaitan's arrest and/or conviction. A reward of up to $15 million for information leading to Castillo Rodriguez's arrest and/or conviction. A reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Montero Pinzon's arrest and/or conviction. A reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Rivera Varela's arrest and/or conviction. And a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to Ruiz Velasco's arrest and/or conviction. Relatedly, the State Department also announced a reward of up to $2 million for information leading to the arrest and/or conviction of Arredondo Pinzon, Montero Pinzon's half-sister. In coordination with Montero Pinzon and Rivera Varela, the three allegedly ran an international fraud scheme organized and controlled by the CJNG, which targeted Americans who own timeshare properties in Mexico. As announced in September 2025, Arredondo Pinzon is charged in the Eastern District of New York with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. A superseding indictment returned in October 2025 also charges Montero Pinzon and Rivera Varela with conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to provide and providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization, and charges Montero Pinzon with conspiracy to commit wire fraud. If convicted, Arredondo Pinzon, Montero Pinzon, and Rivera Varela face up to 20 years in prison on each count related to the fraud scheme. The timeshare fraud investigation is being investigated by the FBI New York Field Office, Threat Finance Task Force, DEA New York Division, IRSC New York Field Office, with support from CBP's New York Field Office. The narcotics and firearms offenses are being investigated by DEA Bilateral Investigations Unit Los Angeles and SHE. The Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Unit, NDDU, of the Criminal Division's Money Laundering, Narcotics and Forfeiture Section, the Health and Safety Unit of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section, and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York are prosecuting these cases. The Money Laundering, Narcotics and Forfeiture Section's MNF mission is to take the profit out of crime, eliminate drug cartels, and protect the U.S. financial system. MNF pursues criminal prosecutions and criminal and civil asset recovery actions involving financial facilitators who launder profits for criminals, financial institutions and their officers and employees whose actions threaten the U.S. financial system and financial institutions, international money launderers who support transnational organized crime, and the top command and control of international drug trafficking organizations. MNF's Narcotic and Dangerous Drug Unit investigates and prosecutes the top command and control elements of international drug cartels, drug trafficking organizations, and related transnational criminal organizations. The Health and Safety Unit of the Fraud Section works with law enforcement partners to investigate and prosecute violations of federal laws designed to protect public health and safety. The unit focuses on corporations and individuals who make and sell dangerous drugs, food, and other consumer products that could cause significant harm to Americans. The transnational criminal organizations Strike Force investigates and prosecutes cartels and transnational criminal organizations by bringing charges that include terrorism, racketeering, and operating a continuing criminal enterprise. DEA's Bilateral Investigations Unit is an elite group of experienced DEA special agents that are entrusted with handling the most sensitive, expansive, and difficult investigations that target the world's most violent drug traffickers and terrorists. These cases are part of the Homeland Security Task Force, HSTF, initiative established by Executive Order 14159, protecting the American people against invasion. The HSTF is a whole-of-government partnership dedicated to eliminating criminal cartels, foreign gangs, transnational criminal organizations, and human smuggling and trafficking rings operating in the United States and abroad. Through historic interagency collaboration, the HSTF directs the full might of U.S. law enforcement towards identifying, investigating, and prosecuting the full spectrum of crimes committed by these organizations, which have long fueled violence and instability within our borders. In performing this work, the HSTF places special emphasis on investigating and prosecuting those engaged in child trafficking or other crimes involving children. The HSTF further utilizes all available tools to prosecute and remove the most violent criminal aliens from the United States. Note, copies of the indictments filed in the District of Columbia can be obtained by clicking on Julio Cesar Montero Pinzon, Carlos Andres Rivera Varela, Hugo Gonzalo Mendoza Gaydon, Ricardo Ruiz Velasco, and Julio Alberto Castillo Rodriguez. A copy of the superseding indictment filed in the Eastern District of New York can be found here. Updated August 5, 2026.